And there it is. We're going to wrap up today, December 2nd, 2015, with the jingle, the old jingle. I think I got to hear from you, though, man. Let me know. Here's what I'm thinking for the combination. Those of you that are loyal listeners to the show, you know we've been fiddling and faddling around for 10 years with jingles. This is the most popular one by far. I mean, it's not even a close second. Chris Lambert is the actual singer of that jingle. Chris is a local talent here in Cincinnati, Ohio. December of 2007. So December 2008, 8 years ago, Chris sent me an email with this jingle in it. Said, "Hey, Sam, big fan of the show. I listen all the time. I wanted to just give back, and I wanted to write this jingle. I'm a singer, happen to live in Cincinnati as well, and I wrote this jingle for you based on your fired upness of the show. And I've used it for the longest time up until just a couple years ago, and then I came with the more professional type of radio jingle in there that we've been using. If you want to listen, you can listen anytime of 2014, 2015, you'll hear it. But I'm thinking of this, and I want to hear from you at Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Hit me up on Twitter. What do you think about this combination? Old jingle and new extro, meaning the one that says, you know, follow Sam on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, all that good stuff. So old jingle, and then the ending is going to be the extro where we use the call to action, you know, because I like people to know that they can engage with me on Twitter. And look, everybody that tweets me, I tweet you back. Tweet me and I'll tweet you back. So, by the way, that's Digital Underground. Kiss me and I'll kiss you back, circa 1991 or so. You don't know what that song is. Google it, Kiss You Back, Digital Underground. I got a lot of soul in me, man. I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Anyway, if you never know of New Edition touring anywhere, make sure you let me know, or I'll unfriend you, okay? And I will never talk to you again. If you know that New Edition, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, and Ralph, and Johnny, too, are anywhere near Cincinnati, you must let me know, okay? Also, Jodeci, big fan of Jodeci, Key Sweat. Let me know any of those bands. Jodeci's actually right behind New Edition, is one of my all-time faves. And look, I'm a big classic rock guy too. Love the Beatles, but I don't know, man. I got that music in me. Can't get it out. That's what I listen to on my playlist when I'm at the gym. So hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Do you like the old jingle and mixed in? If not, let me know, man. Let me know. I'll do what you guys want to do because this is a privilege. This is a privilege to be able to do a podcast regularly on iTunes and interact with you guys and motivate and inspire. It's the privilege is all mine. I mean, this is just amazing. I get to do this and then speak on stages. It's just gravy, man. Also, do me a favor. If you haven't done so yet, hit me up. Send me an email. If you want to work together with me one-on-one, I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that. Limited availability, I should say. I'm looking for the perfect client. I'm looking for someone who's got a message. You know you got a message inside. You got to get that message out. You don't want to die with the music still in you. You want to monetize that message online and offline. You want to speak on stages as well as you want to host your own webinars. You want to create your own products. And we're going to do that just like I've done for Dr. Liz, just like I've done for many, many clients over the past 90 days. People just came on board since August. I also think of Kathleen. She's got an amazing message. Well, we just finished up her branding as well. Guys, it's real. You and I working together, it is gas to the fire, man. It watch you burn. People will travel miles around to watch you burn. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Put perfect client in the subject line. Tell me a little bit about yourself and why you would make the perfect client for us to work together. Yes, there is a monetary investment, of course. Oh, my God. I got to pay Sam to coach me and change my life. Yes! Don't let money be the reason why, though, man. Don't let it be the reason why. All right. So, hey, here's the last show of today. It's all about you. It's all about you and where you're going. You know, we got 29 days left, like I talked about in the previous show. We got 29 days left in this particular year, 2015. And then another year is gone. And you're going to look back. What were you doing in the first part of this year? I'm kind of curious. The first quarter of this year, marked by January and February of March. As I said on the last show, a lot of the benefits that you're having or lack thereof in this month is a result of what you did in the first half of this year. And it's really a great lesson. I don't think very many people actually realize that what they did between January and June of this year is causing them to have the whatever they're having in their life, whatever they're experiencing in their life towards the latter part of this year. You know, a lot of the things that I was doing was I was at Children's Hospital. Our daughter was still in the hospital. She didn't come home until March 26, 221 days after being born at 1 pound. and going through everything she went through, being born at 24 weeks. We brought her home March 26th. That's the biggest thing that happened to us as a family this year, was our baby Susan coming home to join us. And with her came all the medical equipment, all the challenges, everything you can imagine that goes with bringing a baby home in that condition. And she has grown. She has flourished. She's off the ventilator during the day now, only needs it at night. We have a sleep study at the end of this month. I mean, our world has changed. It's been turned upside down. There's no doubt about it. But it's also brought the lesson home to us that the miracle of life exists. And wow, if a baby can smile every day, waking up in that condition, fighting for her every single breath, sure as hell I can get to the gym and I can work on my business and I can change lives as well. I'm curious what was going on in your life the first part of this year. What challenges did you overcome? Take some time and think about it and focus in on the biggest challenges. And how did they appear in your life? Why did they appear into your life? Was there financial challenges as a result of divorce, as a result of a loss of a business, as a result of being lazy, as a result of not going for your dream, as a result of settling? Were there challenges that happened that were beyond your control? You know, like what happened with us was, you know, we didn't know that my wife's water would break in August of 2014. And, you know, there we are with a baby at 24 weeks, not knowing what the hell was going to happen. A lot of things that happen in your life are because of your control, you know? And so think about what happened at the first part of this year, 2015, and how that played out in the rest of this year for you. You know, did you do some things that you didn't really, that were kind of uncharacteristic in a good way for you? Just step outside your comfort zone. Were you inspired by this show to go step outside your comfort zone, be the weirdo that we talked about in the last podcast, the odd man out, the individual people look at and say, what the hell are you doing, man? Seriously? You're crazy. If you get that a lot, man, are you going to be successful? If you get, what the hell are you doing? A lot? Oh my God, you are on the right track to success. You're going to be a millionaire. You're going to be an absolute millionaire, because when you stop giving attention and focus to what other people think about you, that's when the real creative juices flow, because then you're not inhibited by other people's thoughts and judgment about you. When you're inhibited by other people's thoughts and judgments about you, then it's like wearing a straitjacket and trying to run. You know, you can get a little ways, but you're not going to go as fast as you can, because you're allowing those thoughts and messages of other people to wrap you up, to tie you up. It's the chains that are binding you, man. Let loose. Get yourself unchained and get yourself going and be creative. The only judge you have is the man upstairs. And you know what he'd be telling you to do? You better go with the talents that I've given you and do what it is, that dream that I've put in your mind. I mean, do you honestly think God would put a dream into your mind and be so cruel as to not give you the tools to realize that dream? Of course not. So come on, man. Get out. You know, have a little courage, have a little confidence in yourself. You might have been beaten down by old relationships or former bosses or situations that happened in your life. That doesn't define in any way who you are. So as you come into the end of this year, you got to think about, why am I experiencing what I'm experiencing right now in December this year? It's because of the decisions I've made at the very first part of this year. You know, I think about another privilege I had. Those of you that are listening to the show that are Tony Robbins coaches, I had the privilege of actually being on a live webinar, a 90-minute webinar, training the coaches in the Tony Robbins organization. And that was a big highlight of my career, being able to do that. Being on stage with Robert Kiyosaki this year was big for me out in L.A. You know, that happened kind of boom, boom, those two events within 2 weeks of each other. And just being able to do what I do, as I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, this is a privilege. And when you look at what you do with gratitude, when you look at what you do as an actual privilege, because when I had a job, I thought, this sucks. This isn't a privilege at all. Working for you, building your brand, taking orders from you. You know, I can't do what I really want to do with my life. This isn't a privilege. This is a death sentence for my dream. You know, you're never gonna do anything well. You might make some money, but you're going to be miserable. Money doesn't make you happy. Money might actually, a lot of the times, it makes people more miserable, because they're like, damn, I got money, but I'm still tortured. No, the key, man, the secret sauce is going after that dream and that passion that wakes you up at 3 a.m. and says, come on, let's go, man, let's go. If you're just taking me with you, Sam Crowley, along the way with your podcast, with this message, then I'm happy to be along for the ride with you, because I know how it feels to be down. I know how it feels to have to put all your bills into a hat and kind of pick one out and say, should I pay this one this month? Or maybe I'll get the late charges on the credit card on this one, but I can still pay this because I won't get the heat shut off, or my mortgage won't, house won't get foreclosed, get thrown out with the rent slate. I know what all that's like, okay? So if you're that individual right now, awesome. Let's go. Let's do it together. Let's build this dream of yours together. I'm going to throw it out there one more time. Send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Put the perfect client in the subject line. This is for individuals. Again, you got to be qualified. And what I mean by that is you got to know that you got a message you want to share. You got to have money to invest in your business and in yourself. And together, you and I will work for 90 days and absolutely explode that message. Because you know what happens, right? People will travel from miles around. When you're on fire, they will travel from miles around to watch you burn. Sam Crowley, I'm fired up, man. Fired up for you and your dream. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.